Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hi, Micah. It's John. I've been thinking a lot. I know you told me that you called because you wanted to know about the night of Nolan's accident. And that's fair. You were there, and I should have told you that the first time we met. But I've had some time to think since we last spoke, and something isn't sitting right with me. I suppose I could let it go, but, well, if I could, I probably would have done it so by now. So instead, I'm going to be straight with you. I think you're looking into Nolan's accident. But not just to recover your memories. And I want to know why. More importantly, I want to help. I'm betting you know something, and it's fine if you aren't ready or don't want to tell me. But after we spoke, I was left with a bad feeling. So, listen, maybe you don't want help, or my help specifically. I'm just some guy your dad used to be friends with, but that's really it, isn't it? He was my best friend, and now you know that I was around a lot more than you remember. So, if there's any some way that I can help, let me, please. If you want photographs, I'll try to dig some up. If you want to ask more questions, pick my brain for memories, whatever. I'll do what I can. All right. Now that I've said my piece, I'll let you know the real reason I called. When we spoke, you asked me if Nolan was acting strangely that night, and I said he wasn't. That's true, he was fine. But in mulling all this over, there was a night that came to mind. Earlier that year, Nolan called my house at 5 in the morning. He sounded like he was in a daze, but also panicked. At first, he was sort of mumbling and not making sense. Though it could have been because I was also trying to wake myself up to understand him. Anyway, once I got him to slow down, he asked me to back up a story he was going to tell Ava. He said he'd end up staying up all night and didn't make it home. He told me that he was driving home from work and made a stop somewhere. He didn't say where. He left the truck parked on the side of the road and took a walk. He said he couldn't have been away from it for more than 10-15 minutes. When he got back to the truck, he saw the back tire had been slashed. When he bent down to take a look, something hit his head from behind. The next thing he remembers is waking up in the dirt next to his truck and it being completely dark out. He said that his truck looked like it had been ransacked because the glove compartment was open and stuff was thrown around in the cab. He thought something had been stolen, but he didn't say what. Hearing this was scary as hell, and I told him to call Ava, but he argued with me. He asked that I'd never mention it to her, and instead give her a call and tell her I had found him sleeping on the break room couch at the office. Truly, I didn't think Ava would buy it for a minute. He'd been gone all night, but he told me to be convincing. He asked me to say that he'd told me he was staying late to finish paperwork with the help of a few beers, and that he must have passed out. To make the story believable, he said he'd call her after he'd taken a shower at the office and apologize. He'd rather have her be angry at him for having a few beers and falling asleep than terrify her with the truth. I know I shouldn't have, but I did what he asked. Like I said, he was my best friend. I'd have done anything for him. When I saw him later that day, he didn't say much more than what he told me on the phone. Only that he was all right, not really hurt, and that he didn't really want to think about it any longer. He made me promise never to bring it up again, and I never have. But after that call with you, the way you sounded, well, I think the statute of limitations on that promise is up. Call me back when you can. I really do want to help. Take care, Micah. One last thing. Someone by the name of Luke called a while back, asking about Nolan. Luke said you'd okayed him giving me a call because it was for some project he's doing for Ava's birthday. Something tells me that's horseshit. Figured you should know.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.